All right, so I'm on the phone with my cousin Becky, who lives in Napa, and that must have been quite an awakening this morning.
Yeah, it was quite a jolt. I mean, we've lived through lots of earthquakes in Southern California, and then the Loma Prieta one up here, I don't know, a long time ago.
But you live in Napa, and
yeah.
You were telling me before that it felt like the epicenter was like right under your house.
Well, we don't have any communications, and our cell phones are sort of low, so we're, you know, we don't know what's going on, but we have landline connection, oddly enough. So we received some information from family, and they said that the epicenter was by Skaggs Island, which is about 5 miles from us.
Wow, that is really close. Now, I was you live on Cuttings Wharf, and
Yeah.
I was reading a report that the 12 freeway, which goes right by your house, buckled like by 2 feet at Cuttings Wharf.
I believe it because there's been Caltrans and police and all kinds of folks working out there since we were able to walk outside last night about 3:30 and right afterwards. So something happened up there. I don't know what.
Now, you and Zach are okay, and that was the first thing that we checked with. But you said your house is not.
No, the house is not good. And we had things, lots of foundational cracks and shattered glass in the bathrooms. The toilets are off the floors. The pellet stove we have shifted across the living room. It even moved an island that's fixed in our kitchen about an inch and a half in one direction. So I don't know if even that stove and things work. Of course, we don't have any electricity or water or toilets or anything. It's camping.
Wow. Wow. So you said that the walls, you've got cracks in the walls as well?
Yes, but, it's like it hasn't even been 12 hours, so the house is standing, and we're fine. So, it's just one step at a time. Clean it up, get somebody in to fix things. That's what you do.
Yeah. Now, you've been, as you mentioned, been through a few earthquakes, living in Southern California, Loma Prieta. How would you rate this one as far as how strong it felt?
Well, this is the only one where we had significant damage. We've had others where you have glass and things fall out of cupboards and stuff like that. But, we've lived in this house here on this exact spot for 35 years, and this is the first time we've had actual structural damage.
Yeah. Well, when I saw that happened in Napa, you're the first people that I thought of, and so I had to call and make sure you guys were okay. I figured you were.
Of course.
But,
more blood.
Yes. And then, of course, the next thing I had to do is like, well, I am in radio, so I've got to have to explain the situation and, get a report firsthand as to what this thing was like.
Right.
Did the dogs, I've heard that dogs know something's going on before.
No idea what our dog knew, but she doesn't sleep in our same bedroom, but she's crated in another room.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was very hard to get to her where she was, but she was fine inside the crate, and we just brought her into our master bedroom, and we just, did the family bonding in bed kind of thing until it got daylight.
One thing I've noticed with larger quakes, I'm curious if you noticed it there, is that they're very loud. There's a lot of loud noise that goes along with it.
It is noisy, but this one was hard to hear the separate, just a few seconds of it from the noise of the earthquake and the noise of everything falling over and shattering and breaking.
Wow.
So, I don't know. It was very noisy, but which was which, I don't know.
Now, aside from the cracks in the walls and the foundation, I imagine a lot of stuff like tumbled out of cupboards and whatnot, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's funny because I'm always talking about, moving to a smaller home now. We don't need this house. And I said, we need to downsize. Well, I said, when we got up this morning, I said, well, Zach, I think, we've just been downsized.
Mother Nature downsized you.
Pardon me?
Mother Nature downsized you.
Yes. Yeah. Wow. A big one. I think she's telling us something. I don't know.
Oh, my. But, do the I know the kids are out of the house now. They live out of the house. But do they also live in Napa?
No, our daughter Vita does. Mm-hmm. But on one side of the valley, the quake did not seem to be having much of an impact. And then on the west side, closer to us, mm-hmm. is where all the damage in downtown Napa evidently sustained quite a bit of damage, especially to old buildings.
Yeah, I've seen some photographs. There's some partial collapses of buildings, a lot of debris.
Okay, well, you know more than I do. We're just stuck out here on the ranch.
Wow. Yeah, you realize you have no power, so you don't have internet or any of that stuff. So
no.
Yeah.
No. Weird.
Yeah. Well, luckily, at least at this point, from what I've been able to understand, although there have been some injuries, like 50-some-odd injuries, there's been no fatality. So that's certainly good news.
Oh, well, that is wonderful. You know, you'd start with, am I and my family physically okay? And then that's a huge plus.
Yep.
And the rest of it is just, you know, deal with it.
All right. So you probably have a lot of cleanup to do.
Thank you very much for reminding me.
I will let you get back to that. Sorry, I'm so far away I can't lend a hand. Otherwise, I certainly would.
But thanks for checking in, okay?
Yeah, say hi to Zach for me.
I will, and Amy too, please.
All righty, you take care. Thanks for talking with me this morning. I know you're a bit busy.
Okay, well, thanks, sweetie. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.